Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Which sound is guaranteed to irritate you most or put your teeth on edge? Could it be the hair-raising sound of a fork being scraped on a plate, or the noise polystyrene makes when it squeaks? Oh, just mentioning it, I feel on edge. Maybe it's just a loud semi-trailer going past, or an ambulance siren. Sound researcher Michael Oler found that the nails down of blackboard noise won hands down as the worst. Some sounds are bad for our health, and even imagining them can cause perspiration and increased heart rate. But the serious side of Ola's research is the hope that it will encourage vacuum cleaner and machinery makers to come up with, well, less stressful sounds. Sidebar, thank goodness we don't use blackboards anymore. But what about your favourite sounds? Could it be birds singing on a summer's day, the laughter of children at play, or the bell for the end of the last lesson on a Friday? Oh, that was music to my ears. Music to the ears of teachers as well, let me say. Or at the end of a long address or speech, and the speaker says, as I close, oh, they're good words. Or at the fast food outlet, the words, would you like fries with that? Salty, salty fries. All that sodium. Have we ever wondered what sounds bring pleasure to God? The good book tells us when we sing praise songs, it makes God happy. He is happy to hear us enjoying being in his presence and giving him the respect and love he deserves. Our singing or playing may not be of the highest standard, but if we are doing the best we can and doing it with sincerity, then we can be sure that sound makes God very happy, and he passes that happiness back to us. Another sound God loves to hear is when we talk to him. It doesn't need to be fancy or complicated, just natural, like when we're telling our loved ones about our day, the things that have gone well and the things that are troubling us. God's interested in all aspects of our lives. After all, he's the one that gave us life in the first place. The Bible also tells us that there are bowls in heaven filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. Wow, bowls filled with incense. So not only do our prayers reach God, thanks to Jesus, but each prayer adds more perfume to the sweet smell of paradise. Now we can pray and spray. I'm really sorry to wreck that with an attempt at humour. You know the incense spray, nice? Oh, don't worry about it. I'm Aaron Wright.